She heard the rustle of robes as the four Sith reached for their small handheld blasters. All of them preferred the lightsaber, but they recognized that there were times when blasters were more convenient. Tanika did not for a moment think that the Jedi kept guardians for their temple. Certainly not as the Sith did. The Sith tomb and temple guardians were steeped in dark side energies, bred not out of soft, weak sentiments of defending, but rather to tear the flesh off the bones of those who would desecrate. She could not conceive of Jedi doing anything that would cause such satisfactory harm. A virus that would delete information, lest it fall into the wrong hands, of course. Breeding demonic protectors? No. Which meant that this was something else. Something that shouldn't be here for either Sith or Jedi. She moved forward cautiously, blaster in one hand, glow rod in the other. The only sound now was that of their own breathing and the squelch of rot beneath their feet. Scrabble, thunk, scritch, scritch. And again, silence. Tanika clicked her comm.
Saba Tanika Shiru to High Lord Shia. We are in the lower northwestern portion of the temple. We appear to have encountered some form of life. No visuals on them yet, but we can definitely hear them. We will eliminate them and bring back a corpse for you to study. Advise other teams about the situation and to be prepared.
Acknowledged, Shiru. We'll mount the head on a column in the Great Hall when you're done.
Tanika smiled.
Yes, we'll do that.
I never liked the idea of mounting heads as trophies. It always seemed rather crass to me. Maybe we can make a cloak out of its fur instead, Moore suggested.
We don't know that it has fur, Tanika said.
We don't know that it has a head, Moore countered.
While normally Moore's overly cheerful arrogance annoyed her, Tanika found herself grateful for it now. She felt the tension in her group ease slightly, felt them become more focused, as if on an ordinary task.
Good.
The sound came again.
Straight ahead, Tanika said.
No, I think it's behind.
Jashvi's last word mutated into a sharp cry that was abruptly cut off. Tanika whirled. There were now only two Sith behind her, and the foul stench of the tunnels was augmented by the coppery reek of blood. Jashvi was gone. Moore and Rudlin both fired their blasters into the darkness.
Hold your fire!
Cried Tanika over the screaming sound, realizing what was likely to happen a split second too late. There was a groaning sound of metal and rock and splashing. Tanika swore loudly in Kashyyyk.
Idiots! She cried. You sealed the passageway! Did you even see what you were firing at?
She felt their embarrassment in the Force. Growling, she slapped Moore's face hard.
You are Sith Sabers, and you panicked like frightening Uvak. Now we cannot return the way we came. All we can do is go forward and hope there is a way out of here.
My apologies, Saba Shiru, said Moore. It will not happen again.
If it does, then you will not need to apologize. I will use my blaster on you,
spat Tanika. She shoved a datapad containing what little they had of a map at Moore.
We keep going. Take a look at what intersections are ahead and note any places where we can double back.
Moore nodded.
Of course.
His eyes widened as he looked over her shoulder. She turned, lifting her arm to fire, even as she knew it would be too late. The last thought that went through her head, as a thing comprising teeth and carrion reek descended upon her, was that if there was indeed any corpses to be brought back for the Sith to study, it would be their own.